from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Ceasefire ignored. The UN humanitarian chief said Wednesday that a 30-day ceasefire across Syria has not been implemented. The council unanimously adopted a resolution on Saturday demanding the month-long cessation of hostilities. This to allow aid in and evacuate the critically sick and wounded, especially from eastern Ghouta. Chief Mark Lowcock said the trucks full of humanitarian aid and medical evacuation plans are ready once access is granted. This comes the same day Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses rebels of preventing aid from reaching civilians trapped in eastern Ghouta. The Russian plan is meant to give a five-hour window for people to get help or get out of the area. Lisa Schlein has more.
American-Swiss political scientist and analyst Daniel Warner tells VOA there is no one on the ground with concrete information to verify Lavrov's claim that rebels were responsible for subverting the five-hour daily humanitarian pause in the city.
So unless there are objective, reputable people on the ground, I think for the moment it will be very difficult to determine.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA. A United Nations report contends North Korea has transported supplies to Syria. Tom Turco has the details.
According to the report, North Korean missile technicians were seen working at Syrian chemical weapons and missile plants. The more than 200-page document details new substantial evidence about North Korea's involvement with Syria since 2008. Tom Turco, VOA News.
And we have much more on this story and all those others covered today on voanews.com. VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is appealing for more than $270 million in voluntary contributions to monitor human rights abuse worldwide and prevent violence. The office warns of a global pushback on human rights and says this is evident in the slowing commitment by governments to uphold human rights values in places like Syria, Yemen, Myanmar, and more. Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell says this lack of commitment translates into lack of support from the international community to provide the funds necessary to carry out the agency's important work. She tells VOA the agency's achievements often go unrecognized.
There's lots of training that goes on around the world, and maybe that is quite hard to sell as something sexy, but it's really important and fundamental.
Throssell says these training courses teach governments and civil society how to monitor human rights abuses, how to access justice, and how to set anti-discrimination standards. South Africa's parliament has taken a first step toward enacting a policy that would allow the government to seize privately owned land without compensation. The plan, based on a policy by the ruling ANC party, aims to correct inequalities that have hurt the nation's mostly black population. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Lawmakers voted Tuesday to examine how the Constitution can be amended to allow land seizures, a move that resonates deeply in a nation where the white minority still controls much of the productive farmland. But the strongest proponent of the motion sought to reassure the nation that nothing too drastic would come of it. Here's far-left politician Julius Malema right after the vote.
All what we are saying is that they will not have the ownership. They will have lease depending on what is the arrangement, particularly as it relates to the outcome of the constitutional review process.
The ruling African National Congress also supported Tuesday's motion, but with the provision that expropriation cannot hurt farm production, economic stability, or political stability, a fairly large and vague loophole, analysts say. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Russia's Olympic Committee says the International Olympic Committee has reinstated its membership after suspending it over doping allegations. Here's more from Doug Bernard.
Alexander Zhukov, the president of the Russian Olympic Committee, made the statement the IOC had banned Russian athletes from competing under the country's flag during the recently completed Winter Games in South Korea because of the doping allegation. But it did allow a number of Russians to compete individually. Russia has repeatedly denied it carried out a doping operation.
That was Doug Bernard, and I'm Liz Pelka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.